Hello everyone, I'm Sean, audio engineer who loves K-pop, back for another week of K-pop reviews, starting with JYP, Stray Kids, NMIX, and ITZY's Like Magic. This track's cool, it's powerful, emotive performances, it goes really hard, I love the beat switches. It's filtered and affected in the verses, and then it goes into a drum and bass kind of sound in the chorus. And the chorus synths have this industrial electro flair, kind of distorted and nasty. They're very pretty in the verse as well, so it makes this nice dynamic, nice contrast. If not a little standard, it sounds like Ives either way. The vocal though absolutely shines on this cut. So I really recommend this one, especially for the vocal. I can't believe this is a throwaway track because I kind of love this song, Like Magic. Check it out. Yugyeom, formerly GOT7, 1 minute. Grey production, bit uninspired, bit standard grey sound on this one. Yugyeom's performance, it's got great energy. The doubling is a bit aggressive, but very dynamic singing and rapping parts. It's cookie cutter R&B, but done well. It's a great production. Le Sserafim's Easy. Song's boring. The standard trap R&B beat to a hook, to a part with pitched down vocals. The performance comes off way too subdued, almost lazy. Maybe too heavy on the psychedelic Travis Scott kind of vocals as well in the background. And the auto-tune, a bit aggressive. And it's short, 2 minutes 45, which is nice, and the mix is balanced, it's warm, but nothing stands out from this bland, standard 2024 K-pop track. IU, Halsey. Oh, this be knocks. IU is singing a little lower in this one compared to tracks like Lilac, which I also loved, but this one's sick. The production, top class. Upfront vocal works really well. It's got this spacious mix back in it. Big reverbs, big delays. The digital sounding harmonies, awesome. They work so well. Give the track this really strange ethereal flavor. It was like fairies coming out of flowers singing. Ends a touch abruptly, but it's an awesome track. And Shopper came out as well. It's a little bit uninspired, this one. Think Carly Rae Jepsen kind of sound. I love the beat switch in the chorus, though. It's got this really strange syncopated kind of moment. And the production, once again, stunning. This one less interesting than Halsey, a much safer bet in its arrangement, but it really soars at the end. It's a real stadium feel. Reminiscent of Florence and the Machine, even. Solid track. Moonbyul of Mamamoo, Think About. Wasn't sure what to expect from Moonbyul. The track's really cool. Singing's great. It's not overly affected. It's emotive. Maybe a bit too much repetition in the lyrics. Felt like every second word was being repeated, especially in the chorus. Tempo of the track is great. It's very energetic. The mix is loud. It's maybe a bit too compressed for my taste, but it's a really catchy, solid K-pop song. Also released Touch and a Moving Moonbyul, and I love the pre-chorus into the chorus. The beat follows the vocal in a really cool way. The arrangement is fun. It's a disco synth and bass with some horns in the mix. Track has a great energy, partly from the tempo, but also Moonbyul. What a performance. It's energetic. It's powerful. Real pop star stuff. Tough decision, but I think I prefer Think About, just barely. BB, Sugar Rush. What a banger. Beat is sick. The track, it comes in a really weird time on the like third or the first of the next bar. Some strange tempo stuff going on there. But it grabbed me straight away. BB's performance, it's sexy. It's cheeky. Despite being performed in a whispery voice, it sits really well in the mix, nice and up front. There's moments of harmonies that are really nice. Gives the track some dynamics. It's a great R&B pop track. BB's on a roll. Jung Sung Won, Leaf. It's an orchestral ballad, but it absolutely hits. Soaring chorus is brilliant. I know a million orchestral ballads are out there, but this one's really good. Check it out. Lila Mars, Two Pills. Lila Mars is back. Something about the minimalist arrangement and the production on this one, it just works. I'm still not huge on the auto-tune, but I totally get that this is Lila Mars' sound. It's what he does. I like the scratchy, boxy drum sound, the swimming filtered vocals, they're really nice. Track has mystery, it pulled me in till the end, I recommend it. Yo Dong Sang, A Fluttering Love. Great voices. Strings were great, but come off a touch thin. The whole mix is really bright. The drums don't have much impact either, but I appreciated the acoustic sound to them. Same with the guitar, it had a lovely itchy sound to it. It's solid, catchy track. If you're into that older A-Pink sound, I recommend. Ace, O-A-C-E, My Girl. Lush R&B dance track from Ace. I love the beat, it's mixed really tastefully. The snare has this warmth to it, it never bites or tears my ears off. The disco-inspired guitar, it's standard. Not bad, it's fun, but typical. I personally would have liked a touch more plucky attack in the bass. Its tone is so nice, it's really full and warm, but it would have grooved a little more with some more high-mid attack. The synths are lush, they're very sweet. The vocal is sweet too, but it's overproduced for my taste. Every vocal sounds like a backing harmony. It's like this song had no lead vocal, kind of. Tracks, it's mid, it's nothing incredible. Caper, Like a Drug. I really like Caper's voice. It has a unique flavour to it, and really interesting vibrato. It's cool to hear a fresh voice in Korean R&B. The backing track is a bit standard, the beat's mixed well, and there's some cool violin and flute samples keeping things interesting. But otherwise, it's pretty standard stuff. Caper's on my radar after this one though, really cool track. DBO, A Lot of Stars. It's a fun, energetic track from DBO, well-mixed sub bass and kick. The autotune ad-libs could be a bit much at times, but otherwise it suited the feel of the track. It's really short, a minute and 35 or just over, but fun ride while it lasts. Alexa, Sick. Cool track, really cool track. Guitar and bass tone is great. I love the distortion on the vocal, especially in the chorus. Like Olivia Rodrigo, kind of, and it's got this anger to it. I love the emotion of this track, that jaded, bitter anger. Chords in the chorus hook, they're so pretty, kind of contrasting with that emotion. I wanted the last chorus to crescendo a little more, maybe a more obnoxious guitar lick, or even a solo. I really enjoyed this one though, it got stuck in my head. Twice, One Spark. Love the beat on this one, perfectly produced. I love the drum and bass influence. The vocal is clinical and what one expects from Twice. I mean, it's Twice. I love how the synths reminded me of other Twice songs like, say, I Feel Special or I Can't Stop Me. It gave the song this familiar feel. It felt like home listening to this. The repetition of the hook, it's really tasteful. It's not annoying at all, like a lot of other K-pop I've heard recently. I think what stops this track from being all-time Twice, though, is it just needed a little extra in the chorus to make it hit and soar. The vocal does, but the other elements of the track are kind of lacking in this moment. Bryn is back. Lean into hyperpop on this one. I love the distorted elements landing on the beat. It's fierce, digital, dancey. I didn't mind her auto-tune, but it was a bit much in the bridge, which is a mess. Everything gets filtered. Bryn's voice takes this really weird turn, kind of pitched down a little bit. I respect the experimentation, but it wasn't pleasant to my ears. It's a catchy tune from Bryn, and really shows how diverse she can be, though. Also released a track, Bryn released a track with Ruri called Catch Me. It's a dance R&B track. I like the more EDM production. It hits deeper than songs in this vein like Le Sserafim's Easy or Twice's Rush even. Bryn's performance is excellent as ever. Flow is awesome. The la-las at the back end are affected and panned in a really fun way. It's a great track. It's dangerously close to K-pop coming out these days, but it stands out on its own. That's going to do it for this week. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Sean. Till next time.